Hey Magic fans, welcome to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. I'm your host Kendra Douglas, and on this episode, I chat with Jet Howard. We talk about growing up in Florida, what it was like playing for his dad, and which family member he's closer to. Enjoy this episode with Jet. Welcome to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. I'm Kendra Douglas alongside Jet Howard. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's talk a little bit about how just your first year in the league, what has it been like for you? How has this experience been like for you? The traveling? What's been like kind of, you know, I guess a wake-up call or reality for you?
It's been interesting. I mean, just going back and forth. It's definitely been fun just, you know, kind of being down there in the G League and then coming up here. It's been fun, though.
Talking about the G League, what was something that you learned about yourself a little bit and just, you know, playing with the guys and getting time on the court as well?
I mean, it's been cool. I mean, for the most part, just sticking with it, you know, and just, you know, the trials and tribulations of the traveling is probably like the worst part about the G League, but everything else is pretty smooth to me. And yeah, just honestly, just the guys telling me to stick with it up here. And it's kind of like a big brotherhood. And the G League is not like one of those G League teams that's far away from, you know, the big team. And, you know, everyone kind of is like a big family.
One thing that I think you hear with NBA players sometimes is like you hear it's a business.
Yeah.
But I've always heard with the guys here that it's like a brotherhood and you feel like, you know, you have that. Do you kind of get that sense of like brotherhood and it's a little bit more comfortable? I don't say comfortable, but just you feel better.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like it's like a big AAU team. I kind of feel like honestly, like everyone's just like, you know, super close. Everyone kind of hangs out with one another, cracking jokes. Even the older guys still kind of like take on that young dude mentality a little bit, just like hanging out and cracking jokes all day. So I definitely don't feel like it's, you know, a business when I'm around them and, you know, they make it easy.
So a big part of this podcast is to kind of like get to know you outside of basketball. So I mean, like, who is Jet Howard? Like, what do you like to do outside of playing basketball? What are some of the things that, you know, your hobbies or maybe the games you like to play or get involved in?
Honestly, I'm a super chill, laid-back person. I'm trying to find new hobbies. I've been talking to Mike Franco for a while now about trying to find hobbies outside of basketball. So, like, I honestly just go to dinner. I play 2K. I can't jet ski anymore. They put that in my contract. So that's one thing I love to do. I'm from Miami. So, and honestly, just FaceTime fam, hang out with some of the guys, and probably try to hit up a park here and there if I got time.
You're pretty close with your family. Do you think you're closer to your mom or your dad?
Probably my mom.
Yeah.
I don't like the mama's boy talk though, but that's what it's looking like.
Are you?
Yeah,
are you that's what it's looking boy? Like. How instrumental has she been in just your career and just helping you, you know, focus, lock in, and really stay the course?
Oh, super. She's like, you know, I don't even look at her like a mom. She's like she probably don't like that, but like, she's like,
no, you need to
respect me. She's like, yeah, like she's like my homie though. Honestly, she, you know, talks sense into me and is always kind of makes me like take a step back and be like, damn, she's right. I feel like you need that in a relationship with your parents. And yeah, my dad obviously did this for a long time. So, you know, it kind of feels like it's an extension of Coach Mo's a little bit when I talk to him. So I try to stay away from him a little bit more
and
talk to my dad. And talk
like
to my
you
mom.
Already got to deal with Coach Mo.
Yeah, it's definitely like the same coach. So all right, I'm just talking to my mom.
Yeah. It's like, get away from everybody.
Yeah, just need to get away.
Have the neutral party.
Exactly.
So knowing your dad and your family, were you able to play other sports? Did you think about playing other sports?
Well, my first sport was soccer.
Really?
Yeah, soccer. I fell in love with soccer. And then I played football because that's big in South Florida. I honestly played everything. I played baseball. And then basketball, I just kind of was just the best at. And then, like, I guess when they found out I was, like, the best at basketball, they're just like, well, shoot, I know what to do now. Mm-hmm. And it just happened like that.
Wait, so soccer.
Yeah.
I feel like you're too tall.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
I know.
Now.
I know. I'm way too tall.
But what was it about soccer that really, like, grabbed your attention?
I was good back then. And then, like, a lot of the Latin kids down in Miami started to catch up with me and just, like, it just went south real quick. And I was like, nah, I'm going to take a step back and just try to do basketball because they're getting too quick and too skilled, too fast.
Yeah. Do you think that, like, today, if you could play any other sport than basketball, would it be soccer? Or, like, would you be the tallest person out there? Or would you, like, play baseball or football? Like, what would it be?
I would still want to play soccer.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's a few forwards that are my height, but for the most part, I mean, yeah, it would look a little crazy. Yeah, it would look crazy.
Who would have guessed in another life, Chet Howard would actually be playing soccer? So that would be the one that you'd be doing. So outside of that, have you been able to get yourself acclimated to Florida and just Orlando area? Like, do you kind of already have spots that you, like, already knew about when you came here?
For sure. Yeah, I was super excited when they told me I was going to Orlando. I was like, yo, this is perfect. I'm just happy I have a Publix, because I went to college, there wasn't Publix in Michigan, and that was weird to me. There was, like, Kroger, and I did not mess with that at all.
Publix cookies, A1.
A1, the pub subs. And, I mean, yeah, I had a few spots, but for the most part, I like downtown Orlando. It's kind of chill. I feel like it's a chiller Miami, so that's kind of better for me, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And it probably wasn't hard for you to get adjusted.
No.
You already knew.
It was easy. I had a Florida license plate already. So
you were like, we're meant
to, we're meant to
be here.
And perfect.
It's exciting. So when you think about just kind of like what you're able to experience so far and just the traveling, has there been a place that you've been kind of like, I love traveling here, or like one of your favorite road trips so far?
Houston.
Really?
Yeah, Houston's my favorite.
But you had your family there too, right? Yeah. And how was that, kind of having them there?
It was great. I mean, my aunt's from there. I got a lot of family out there. I lived there for 7 years. So I just love it there, honestly. It feels like home, honestly. And it's kind of a homey vibe I get over there.
Mm-hmm. How often do you get to go to Houston, though? Like, will you go, like, after this season type of thing? Like,
I went for All-Star break.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that? Was that really relaxing?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. So.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So that's really my home away from home.
Really?
Yeah.
So when we were in Houston, did you get a chance to, like, see your mom and your aunt?
Yeah, but we were there so quick.
We were. It was very, like, in and out.
Yeah, it was in and out. I wanted to stay longer.
Yeah, you're like.
And then we stayed in Milwaukee for 2 nights, and I was like, damn. I know why we did that, though. I'm not going to say it. You know why.
Well, I had to get to Milwaukee, but it does seem like, you know, this is a perfect kind of situation for you since you kind of are a Florida guy and everything. So with this being now in, like, the league and understanding what's going on in the league, what has been, I guess, like, a shock to you, or, you know, something that you didn't expect that now you're like, okay, I get it?
A shock, I'll probably just say, like, the traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, landing at, like, 3 a.m. and then going to practice and playing the next day.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really do that in college, so, and we have so many days to prepare. And NBA is just, like, now. That was the only shock.
I think that's, like, a common thing that I've noticed that all the guys still say, even the ones that we've done interviews with, it's, like, the traveling. It's just aggressive. Like, some people don't realize the fact that, like, you do come in at 3 in the morning, then you're told to play that night of.
Yeah.
And that does seem like, I think, the biggest.
Yeah, that's shock. The biggest shock. I was like,
whoa. We're all doing, even me. It's my first year, and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, this is aggressive. So, kind of talking about your dad a little bit, how was it playing for him and just that experience? And then you said a little bit, like, you kind of talked to him a little bit now, but has he told you anything, you know, instrumental about just what it'll take to stay in the league?
Well, first playing for him was great. It was super rough and rocky at first, but, like, once we got past that, you know, him yelling at me every day and cursing me out, it was cool after that.
Yeah.
Once the season started to pick up, less practices. But it was good. I just honestly just thought he was just, if I had a center, I'd probably do the same thing. So that was great. And for now, he just tells me to stick with the process, just like, you know, any other coach would say.
Mm-hmm.
So he's super by the book, and it's just like, sometimes you get a little annoying. It's like, damn, just tell me
what I need to do.
I mean, he's been great though.
Do you think it's because he doesn't want to, like, tap into your journey. He wants you to have your own journey in a way.
I think so. I think it's that. And I think, like, you know, he doesn't like when, you know, complaining and feeling bad for yourself. And, you know, I think it comes from both of those.
Mm-hmm. He has that coach's mindset.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, you got to figure this out on
figure
your
this
own.
Out.
That's interesting. And, well, because it's interesting, I think, because it's like, it's your dad. And so it's kind of like he has to play both, like the dad and the coach. It's got to be kind of cool, though, to say that you have that connection and he at least knows kind of what you're going through a little bit.
For sure. For sure.
What are some of the goals you have for yourself as you continue to get through the league?
Probably just, you know, becoming a 90-50-40 guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hit that for a little stint in the G League and, you know, just being consistent with that and my shooting percentage and just becoming the best, like, player I can be, you know, in all facets, defensively, everything.
That's awesome, Jack. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
For taking the time to
appreciate
sit with
you.
Us. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
And that is another episode of Magic Crossover presented by Starry.
Thanks for listening to Magic Crossover presented by Starry. Make sure you share and subscribe to the podcast. And once again, thanks for listening.